It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath. And then lets up, only to do it over and over. Sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
All football point spread bettors, listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, if you don't know who I am, I've been in the sports handicapping world now for 36 years. I get the best information that money can buy. I am going to prove it to you this evening with the winner of tonight's Denver-New York matchup, plus the over-under. And as an added bonus, I'm going to give you three of my college picks absolutely free. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line where you will go 2-0 this evening. Denver, New York, plus the over-under, plus my three college top selections. Once again, it's on my recorded message line. No sales pitches, no hype. Just dial 1-800-885-2525 and visit GBIWins.com.
What gets you revved up? Maybe it's heading toward that next adventure, driving farther and exploring more. Or maybe it's just spending less time worrying and more time doing. Whatever it is, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. With continuous use, it helps keep engine parts clean for a smooth ride and maximizes your mileage to get more life out of every tank. Now that's gas you can feel good about. Go rev up with tri-clean gasoline at your locally owned Citgo station today.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
When I wanted to get a loan, I asked my friend who worked with Amerikash Loans.
I told her that with loans up to $4,000 and same-day funding, I was happy to recommend them. Plus, with their Refer a Friend program, I'll get $100 and my friend will get $50. Apply online at AmerikashLoans.net or call 888-907-4227. 888-907-4227.
Amerikash Loans. Your money, your choice. Restrictions may apply.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score!
Need help. Come on, baby.
You can do it. You can do it.
I want to be a vet.
Look here, mate. This turret wouldn't boom if you put 4,000 volts through it. It's bleeding demised.
No, it's pining.
It's not pining. It's passed on. This turret is no more. It has ceased to be. It's expired am gone to see its maker. This is a late parrot. It's a stiff, bereft of life. It rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed it to the perch, it would be pushing up the daisies. It's rung down the curtain and joined the choir invisible. This is an ex-parrot.
I want to be a vet.
So great with Ozzy declaring that Edwin the parrot is officially dead. And I can't say he's wrong, but you just gotta love it. Ozzy doesn't care at this point, and it's making for some absolutely wonderful television on that post-game show on NBC Sports Chicago. Thanks to Lynn Casper, Kevin Fishbane, Sahadev Sharma for joining us as well today. Brian Gertz had a very active Twitch video feed. He's in charge of that and in charge of that chat. And Jay Zawoski was our executive producer. Ray Diaz, the man on the board, doing all the things that he does. And now, I wasn't expecting to do this, but we're going to say good afternoon to Lawrence Holmes because he has you for the next 2 hours. You didn't think you were doing a show today.
No, I did not. I was out hanging out with my parents. Like, and I get a phone call like, hey, you want to fire up the Comrex? I'm like, I would if I was in my basement, but I'm not. So I'm sure there's some video cameras that caught some things as I was coming back down 57, but I am here now and ready to rock and roll for the next couple of hours.
So you were down in the south suburbs.
Yeah. And wow. I thought the same thing that you did when I got wind of it. I was like, oh no, like I'm so relieved that it's just weather.
Right.
Because the first thing in my mind was, oh no, there's a COVID outbreak in the playoffs. Like that would have been horrific to have happen.
Yeah, I was very, very relieved that there weren't just like a spate of positive tests or inconclusive tests that we were going to have to sit and wait for. If it's only weather, and if last night's New York-Cleveland game and how the mishandling of that informed this, I get it, and it's fine. It gives us another day we can talk about the Cubs.
Yeah, and I heard you as I was driving back, and you were talking with Sahadev about this, the idea of since fans don't have to be a consideration for this, why not make it so that the players are as safe as possible and not sitting in the clubhouse? Or even if you want to look at it from purely just a baseball perspective, you're not running people out there. You're not running starting pitchers out there for a game to be delayed. So this makes sense, and it gives me an opportunity. I was jonesing so bad to get on the air last night, Dan, that I strong-armed Joe Ostrowski into letting me on his show for 45 minutes last night because there was so much stuff that I wanted to talk about. So now I get the opportunity to do that in the next couple of hours.
Specifically what? What were you wanted to scream about?
Well, I mean, and Herbie and I were on the phone as I was coming back, and we'll kind of treat today like we treated Tuesday, where the last hour of the show we'll get people ready for first pitch with the White Sox. My biggest thing from yesterday, my biggest takeaway was I was really proud of what the White Sox did in the eighth and ninth inning. And that was one of those games where it's Oakland, it's weird, we all hate it. It could have been one of those games where you walked away completely deflated. And I didn't. I actually walked away from this game encouraged because the thing that I wanted them to do was make that closer work. Like, you want to bring your closer in a 5-run game or a 4-run game? You want to bring him in? Okay, great. Well, now let's run up his pitch count. And that's what the White Sox did. I was impressed. Even the at-bats that ended in strikeouts. And Hendricks, I think all the outs he got, I think were all strikeouts. But they were pushing him. They were 6, 7, 8 pitch at-bats that the White Sox were getting. And then you look up, and he's thrown 27 pitches in the eighth inning. I couldn't believe that Melvin brought him back out there for the ninth. So to me, the outside of winning the game, and the White Sox had an opportunity to go ahead in the game, the goal was to make Melvin manage game three during game two. And that's what he ended up doing. He ended up having to manage game three and say, all right, well, I want to make sure that we hold this game down, so I'm going to let Hendricks go out there and throw 50 total pitches for a guy who I think the most pitches he had thrown was 28 in an appearance. I love that because it gives the White Sox an opportunity to take away one of the biggest weapons that the A's have in their bullpen. Now, don't get me wrong. I also want to talk about, as I lovingly refer to Nick Madrigal as Slappy, I don't know if I have
Slappy
a lot
White.
Of... Well, if he was Slappy White, it would be hilarious. But I don't know if I have a lot of room on my roster for a singles hitter who can't play defense and can't run the bases.
Thank you. This is not hard. I don't understand why it's so hard to explain to people. He happens to make contact with a lot of baseballs. At the moment, he's hitting for a high batting average of balls in play. His on-base percentage is essentially his batting average. He only hits singles, and he's bad at everything else. If he gets better at everything else and can tighten everything up and become a plus defender and a plus base runner, he then might be a valuable major league player. But at the moment, he's not. This isn't 1974. We know better. And you're allowed to love him. You can romantically, you can love the little guy that always makes contact because he reminds you of your childhood. But you're not allowed to think he's good.
I'm just annoyed at how many people told me how baseball smart he was. And I think that when it comes to pitch recognition and putting the bat on the ball and preparing an at bat, I think that there is some validity to it. But throughout the season, we have seen him make horrific decisions on the base paths. One, costing him time on the IL because he injured himself. And yesterday, he got deked by Oakland's middle infielders, where you have the base stolen, Timms hit the ball the other way, and Anderson's like looking at him like, why aren't you on third? And maybe more importantly, why were you trying to come back to first base? And that right there, like, that bothered me. And then the play on the double play where he threw it away, or the possible double play where he threw it away, just flip it to Tim. Like, just flip it to Tim, and you would have had a 4-6-3 double play, and you would have gotten out of it. The other one, the ball that kind of rolled on him off the lip, I'm not mad about that because that sort of thing happens. And I was wondering, like, if you're Ricky, does Yomer play today? Because you need your best defense out there, and Madrigal isn't it.
He has to be smarter about the things that he can control. And some of this stuff, and we heard Ozzie and Frank talk about, he's a rookie. But guy was a college baseball player. You know, it's not like he hasn't been an experienced high-level baseball player who should know better than some of these things right now. And I agree with you. I'm not writing him off. It is possible that this is just a bad year for him, and when he's fully actualized and fully experienced, he becomes a really smart base runner and a really good defender. And if that's the case, and he can keep up what he's doing offensively, he has some value to a team that can find power elsewhere. But this game now, it's about power pitching and it's about power hitting, and that's how teams score runs. If you put him in a time machine and you put him on the big red machine, I'm sure everybody would adore him. But you got to realize how we assess the value of players right now. And why do you hate Madrigal? I don't. I just know what I've seen this year, and I know what I trust. And yeah, I think they're better off with Yolmer.
I'm not as strong on it as you are, Dan. I think there's a place for him, but what you're saying is spot on. Like, it has to be with him being a plus base runner and a plus defender to go along with the singles hit tool. And I don't know if his profile is one that you can project. Maybe he's a 10 home run a year hitter. I don't know if it projects to do that, if they think that there is more filling out or musculature that they could add to him to make him that. But until that happens, they put a lot of trust in him. And I know Ricky benched him the one time that there were issues. The lineup, I haven't seen the lineup yet. It doesn't look like it's out yet.
No, I haven't either.
But while the A's lineup is out, I keep, and again, it was like what we were talking about on Tuesday. I think a lot of this has to do with, hey, Aloy, are you good enough to swing a bat? And if so, then great. Then we can, but if you're not, after we run you through all this stuff, then we have to start making some actual choices. And I hope that the choices are not to put Edwin Encarnacion in
the
lineup.
They can't. No, they can't.
You're trying to keep going. No, he doesn't. He doesn't really do a lot for you. So, Dan, I appreciate you holding down the fort and until I got myself on the air. But we are here now, and you, sir, have a wonderful day. And hopefully I don't talk to you tomorrow.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. I'll hopefully talk to you on Monday. That is Dan Bernstein. He is on 9 a.m. until noon. I am Lawrence Holmes, and there is no Cubs game today. The game has been postponed. I know. It's strange. I was sitting there in my parents' living room, had my mask on, and I'm looking, I'm like, it was perfectly sunny, and I'm like, what's going on the north side? But apparently there is enough rain in the forecast, and I'm sure that all the people that are living up near Wrigley can let me know it's all gloom and doom up there via the text line at 312-644-6767. But game two of the series against the Marlins is going to be played tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We will have pregame for you starting at noon here on The Score. So, Herbie, I don't even know if you have an open, but if you have one, let's ride.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
If I gave you the choice, would you start that game with Dane Dunning, or is that a game you would start with Matt Foster?
Matt Foster to Crochet to Evan Marshall to Aaron Bummer
James Fry.
To... No, Aaron Bummer to Colome. Game over.
That is asking them to cover all nine. But what matters is what happens in the first two starts. Like, how deep do you go in a game with Giolito and Keuchel where you would... So let's say that Giolito goes six. Like, it's a six solid innings, but he goes six. You're probably going to use Matt Foster. Let's say that Keuchel, whose pitch count, honestly, hasn't really been up all season. Let's say you get five or six from him. Good innings, but you still might have to use those guys. If I give you a choice of the three starter, and I'm using quotes there, the three starters, Cease, Dunning, or Rodon, for a win-or-go-home game three to start it, which one of those guys would get the ball?
Ooh, I'm going with Dunning.
I think that's probably where most people would go. I think I'd probably go there, too.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
And that is the direction that Ricky Renteria is going to go. Dane Dunning will get the rock first for the White Sox as they get ready for a win-or-go-home game three out in Oakland against the A's. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We're going to get you ready for Bears-Colts. I'm kind of excited because I wasn't expecting... What I was expecting was hopefully the Cubs won, and then they would play tomorrow night, so maybe I would have a show before the Bears played the Colts, and I could go cobble that together. But I was thinking that all of my Colts stuff would just be thrown into the LoHo Daily podcast on Saturday. I do the previews every Saturday before a game, but now I have a little bit of a chance to do some of that. So here's what our tentative plan is for you today. In the 1 o'clock hour, to get you ready for White Sox A's, we are going to kind of do our thing. We're going to take some phone calls if you want. We're going to listen to Ricky Renteria. We will get you ready for game three of that series. But before that, we'll have an opportunity to talk a little bit about the Cubs. We will talk about the Bears for sure. And I've heard a lot of the conversation this morning about the Cubs. And if you're just tuning in, welcome. I appreciate it. And I know that you were probably like, oh, well, I'm going to listen to the Cubs pregame show with Zach Zaidman. Well, the game has been postponed because there is a weather system that is problematic for them to start and finish the game over on the north side. So no baseball today for the Cubs. That game has been rescheduled. They will play tomorrow. Pre-game on the Score will start at noon, and first pitch will be around 1:08 for that game. So if you just jumped in, you're like, wait, well, what's going on? I know that the first thing I thought, and I'm glad that it is not the case, the first thing was like, wow, like this kind of cancellation came out of nowhere, because ordinarily, if you're going to have a game that's postponed, you don't have all of the pre-game stuff. Like, they would have kind of told everyone. But considering the way things were handled with New York and Cleveland, and you want to try and protect the players, you don't want to keep them inside the clubhouse for too long, I'm good with baseball making the decision of, all right, the weather isn't optimal for today. The weather forecast for tomorrow looks better. Let's not mess around with this. Let's not have Sixto Sanchez and Yu Darvish go out there and throw